Heathland by Richard Parkes Bonington. The Restoration period was marked by the paradoxical appearance of a strong current of Anglophilia in France. It was as if the old enemy was suddenly a source of new and original ideas, drawn from its history, its literature, or its painting. The invitation in 1824 to Constable to exhibit at the Salon, till then restricted to French artists only, inevitably had major implications for French landscape painting. Many artists, Delacroix for example, replaced the traditional visit to Italy with a visit to England, a clear sign that modern art was looking in new directions. Conversely, the Bonington family came to live in France almost as soon as the blockade ended, motivated both by the hope of economic success and a certain francophilia. After a course of study, enlivened by a number of disputes with his master, Baron Antoine Jean Gros, Bonington left Les Beaux-Arts in 1822. He earned his living by working on The Voyage Pittoresque by Taylor and Nodier, for which he produced a series of watercolour landscapes with a skill which fascinated Delacroix. The adaptation of this very English technique to traditional oil painting became an essential challenge for French landscape painters. Bonington's technique reveals a very clever use of the brush, with shapes and textures produced by single strokes, contrasting with the smooth backgrounds similar to a wash. Layers of light colours highlight the roughness of a rock, the atmospheric effects of clouds. The blacks describe trees, trunks, poles, whose verticality contrasts with the general orientation. Although modern art historians have not formally pronounced on the attribution of A Heathland to Bonington, the painting has traditionally been considered as by him since its acquisition by Bruyat in 1857. The canvas is unusual in Bonington's oeuvre for the importance given to the effects of the weather, when the artist generally preferred a washed sky after a storm. Another element supporting the painting's attribution is its appearance in Paul Delaroche's collection. He was both a fervent Anglophile and a fellow student of Bonington's in the Gros studio.